Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday. Welcome into Knowles News Now, your podcast home for all things Florida State. I'm Brian Pellerin, and I'll be guiding you through the weekend that was around Tallahassee. The big ticket item was the first scrimmage of fall camp for the football team. We have plenty of notes, takeaways, and full press conferences posted on TomahawkNation.com, but I'll bring you kind of the Spark Notes version of it. The biggest note overall, largely positive from the coaching staff. Everyone seemed to be pretty happy with what they saw. Mike Norvell said he really liked his team's effort across the board. He marked the improvement he's seen in Illinois transfer wide receiver Deuce Spann and linebacker Tatum Bethune. He also mentioned his team's grit and grind heading into week two as they move into their second week of camp and the upcoming second scrimmage this next weekend. Defensive coordinator Adam Fuller specifically mentioned his group's speed getting to the ball. He liked the way they were covering sideline to sideline. Offensive coordinator Alex Atkins really thrilled with his younger guys and the other new faces. He said they're really living up to that standard. He called this their first measuring stick and felt they really answered it so far going around in this scrimmage. Again, that's just the beginning of the content. Plenty more available right now on TomahawkNation.com. Also available there and wherever you're listening to my voice right now is a new episode of the Seminole Rap Podcast where myself and Max Escarpio talk with former FSU star and two-time Super Bowl champion Brian McFadden about a wide range of topics, including the need for Jordan Travis to answer the bell right now and take that next step. He says he's the key for Florida State this season. He also called the LSU game the biggest game on the entire schedule. He says it's vital for us to start 2-0 this year, and it's going to be huge to do it on a national stage. It gives you that leaping point for the rest of the year. We also talked about the direction and the expectations of this program, why he thinks 6 wins is the minimum, not where you should hope this team ends up. Plus, we had some fun time talking about his teammates during his time at FSU, some of the coaches that he dealt with as well. It's a fun interview. If you're looking to get excited for the year, listen to that podcast. Bryant, man, is just unbelievable on that. Really makes you feel like you could put the helmet on and run through a brick wall yourself. Excellent stuff. Really interesting across the board. He's also making some ventures into the NIL space, kind of help the Seminoles in recruiting as well. A couple of new innovative stuff there. You should definitely check it out. It's certainly worth your time. And speaking of recruiting, the Noles hit a home run on the trail this weekend with the commitment of four-star running back Samuel Singleton on Friday. The 5'11", 180-pound running back is from Fleming Island, Florida. Our three stars were recruiting guys looked into what the Seminoles are getting from this tough runner. You can get that information in the latest episode of their podcast, available now as well. The men's basketball team is north of the border this month for some scrimmages. They knocked off the Ottawa GGs. I'm told that's their real name. The Ottawa GGs. Not to be confused with the BGs. That's a terrible joke. Please delete it. I'm kidding. You can't delete it. So it is what it is. Again, knocked off the Ottawa GGs over the weekend by 20. So that's a good sign. A little early win against a team north of the border for a deeper look into the trip. This preseason, Tomahawk Nation's Michael Rogner dropped the podcast. Also available now on this feed. Football, again, not the only team holding their fall's first scrimmage of the fall this weekend. Soccer back on the pitch as they look to reload from last year's championship team in Brian Penske's first season in town. For more on that team, plus observation on the men's and women's hoops, as well as softball, take a look at Prince Akeem Jafar's notebook. That one's the Burning Questions edition. That's also available now on TomahawkNation.com. No, I'm pushing you a lot of stuff. The fall sports all almost here, and we're trying to do everything we can to deliver all the content that you could want all in one place. Lots of podcasts, lots of articles. Think of all those menu items. Pick and choose however you like to get your content. Whatever you're really looking to be interested in, it's all available for you in plenty of different formats, plenty of different ways to get it into your hands, however you would like it. As always, we appreciate you listening and reading and weighing in yourself in the comments. Until Wednesday, I'm Brian Pellerin. Thanks for listening.